Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, Dana. We've made it to the end of the week.
Man.
I hope you poured yourself something nice.
Oh, man, Dennis. So.
Yeah.
So, this is what happened.
Uh-oh.
I had my, you know, we were talking about those Pellegrinos last week.
The little can, the flavor ones. Yes.
Yeah. So, I had one. Ready to go. The blood orange one I was telling you about. It's blood blood orange and raspberry.
Nice and cold in the fridge.
Yes. Had it ready to go. Open the refrigerator. It's not there.
What? Uh-oh.
Miss Victoria, then she Miss Victoria hit again.
Oh, man.
Hit again.
You have a thief in the house.
For those of you that don't know, Miss Victoria is my mother.
That's right. Not just a random person in the household.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not the cat or the dog that's figured out the refrigerator yet. Yeah, you got to be careful there. Yeah.
Man, she strikes again.
Wow.
So now just boring all water.
Yeah, that's what I'm having this morning, too, just because as many of us across Southern California and across California in general, you know, we got a little more smoke and particulate in the air. There's a number of fires going on across the state. And so the air is a little thicker, and I'm finding just water, not even with my normal little flavor enhancer. I'm trying to cut that out because it's got more caffeine than I thought, and I don't need any real
extra boost. Yeah, you got to be careful, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's drying me out. You know, this summer has been a real interesting dryness in the air and just in my throat. So, you know, making it the perfect time to launch a podcast, of course. We make do.
No, I totally agree. Cause I have really bad allergies, and like you said, because of the dryness of the air, it's been flaring up more frequently and more intensely. So definitely some changes going on there.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, be mindful of what you're drinking in your morning.
Have stay hydrated. First cup. Yeah.
Stay hydrated. So first item on the agenda here. I wanted to just cover, you know, we talked about this in the last few episodes. I've been talking about it since the start of the podcast, and I've been talking about it since actually the transition meeting we did back in May, where we move the new board into their positions for the coming year. And the old board kind of takes account of what they've done and helps the people who are going to be taking over their position. So I've been talking about FAMS, the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase. We are finally, Dana, ready to launch, it looks like. So that's the good news. There should be a form out sometime soon, maybe even today. I guess I have to get with our webmaster. Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, for those who are joining us for the first time, it's a project I thought of based upon seeing what one of our creative types on the exec board did back at the start of the year at an executive board meeting. He'd put together this little movie trailer, and I think it was something like No Pell Left Behind, he called
it. That's good.
Yeah, and it was kind of based upon this study that was showing that community colleges might not have, might have been leaving a lot of Pell Grant on the, you know, behind for students and stuff. So he made this funny little horror film, like movie trailer.
Okay.
You know, so it gave me an idea that we have creative types out there in financial aid. And
absolutely.
You know, I see it in our office all the time. We have a pumpkin contest on campus.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, why'd you bring that up, boss?
I'm gonna pass by it as soon as I can. And I've seen what we've done when we've won awards, when we should have won awards. I threw that in there intentionally. But also I see it. I don't know if I've ever shared with you or I'm going to make sure they get up on the website. In the past few years, it's kind of a going thing between the financial aid offices across the state to send photos of their staff on what they're doing for Halloween costumes. And there are some crazy, well-coordinated efforts across the state.
What's the best you've seen so far?
Wow. I mean, we've got, you know, ones that are like a group of pirates. We have Dr. Seuss type characters. Thing one, thing two. I mean, you got all these kind of just really interesting combinations and offices. Some of them obviously spent a lot of time. And so it's just amazing. And so I thought, why not see if we can tap into the creative side of our financial aid brethren out there. Mm-hmm. And offer them up a project. And so FAMS, the Financial Aid Multimedia Showcase, will launch. And the idea is that between now and probably mid to late January, people can put forth different creative projects. Things like a movie trailer for a movie that doesn't exist. A TV show, sitcom pilot, you know, musical. Musical piece, with a video. And the whole idea is that in some way, it's got to be financial aid related. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be specifically all about financial aid. It doesn't have to be super serious. It doesn't have to be super funny. You can kind of figure out where along the line you want to do it. But the idea is right now, I want to get out this intent to create form just so we can find out if there's really interest across the state. So we'll be making a massive push over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. I think I'm going to put first Friday in October is the deadline to get the forms in.
Okay.
You don't have to turn anything else in, but it's really just going to be a matter for everybody to put in that intent. Now, I'm hoping even people like you, Dana, or people from our staff or people we know will do something. Because the idea is I'm hoping that we'll have a completely nonpartisan panel reviewing the projects.
Oh, I see. Judges. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping.
Who are you thinking?
Well, you got ideas? Thankfully, like you, we both have lives outside of financial aid. Mm-hmm. Although it's sometimes hard to prove that. I think I know I know a lot of people. People don't know. I smoke cigars occasionally now. And unfortunately, some of my favorite places to go smoke, like the lounge I go to, more or less been closed during this whole summer mm-hmm. due to things going on. But I still stay in contact, sometimes Zoom calls with a variety of people. And you meet interesting people at a place like a cigar lounge. So I've met people like art professors, multimedia professors. I've met actors, actresses occasionally, musicians, professional musicians, famous lead singer for a rock band from the 90s and mm-hmm. Still playing through. Met people who produce TV, both in front of the like producers, like, you know, the hard work kind of stuff, you know, and then like mm-hmm. ones who are the ones who are the creative force behind it. Met a person who wrote for not just King of the Hill, but also for the Martin Lawrence show.
Okay. Nice.
Very interesting. Yeah. So, interesting people. So I'm hoping somewhere among all of them, maybe not the A-list celebrities that I know in that group, and I know a couple, not that they know who I am, but I'm hoping that we'll find some celebrity art infused type of people to be on our panel.
Okay.
Because the idea is, as the projects will come in, the deadline sometime late in January,
mm-hmm.
People submit them in some easy to view way, even if it's maybe actual, say, comic book or graphic novel, which, as you told me, are two different things.
Yeah, two different things.
Two different things. You know, we'll find a way to disseminate that to the panel or panels in case we have a couple different panels. They'll make their decisions, and then the goal is at the conference, however we hold our conference this year, we'll have an award show, a little like Cannes Film Festival kind of style. How's that sounding so far?
I think this is awesome and it's very exciting. And I totally agree with you when you say that, man, what a way to really express yourself creatively and think out the box. And I like it.
Well,
I
hope we have people out there that will want to do something.
I think we will. We'll get some people. Dennis, if they're dressing up for Halloween, looking forward to that type of competition, I think we'll get some people who will go all out.
I know we'll have some challenges. Obviously, you know, when I first thought of this back in January, we didn't know what we'd be doing right now as far as how we're all working from home. So it has been, you know, it might be a little harder for people to pull together an office group in the same way, but I think there'll be some interesting takes on ways to be funny.
You know, and I was thinking the same thing, you know, it'll be, like you said, really cool to see, you know, because of our situation, how, you know, how people will push their creative limits and come up with ideas and ways.
That's what I'm hoping for. I mean, it may be an animated item, an animated short.
It could be,
And again, you know, it could be crudely drawn animation. It could be super fancy stuff. I mean, again, I think we have some people out there. Even if they don't have the exact direct creative skills, we're going to open this up so that, you know, if it's like three people from the financial aid office working with a multimedia person on their campus, that's okay.
Yeah,
we just
ask,
you know, if it's a team thing that a majority of the people be from financial aid, but they don't all have to be. Now, hopefully nobody goes out there and spends $1 million to produce their thing. But if they do, keep in mind the prizes are not going to be that big. So you're not going to get reimbursed for this.
Are you allowed to discuss what those prizes are going to be?
I don't have them all lined out yet, but obviously, you know, if you see a con type film festival.
You're thinking like cash or like.
At the very minimum, like some kind of trophies.
Okay.
Cash awards possible, you know.
All right.
I'm hoping at least at the very minimum for the grand prize, you know, best of show or whatever we're going to call it, have some kind of cash prize for the winner.
Oh, so, man.
We're working on
that. So the stakes are there. And plus you get bragging rights.
Yes, that's right. For a whole year. And maybe we do this more often. So we'll be filling in as soon as that form goes up on the website, hopefully today or Monday. And we finally open this up. You'll be getting emails regularly how you can enter FAMS.
It's going to be awesome.
I hope so. Well, Dana, the other thing that I have here before we take our break is, you know, we had our first interview last week with Anna Faye Robinson, president of CASFA, and also one of our co-workers at another college in our district. We have some people lined up already for more interviews. We have a past president who will join us next week.
Okay.
We have our current past president, because again, it's a 3-year cycle and you do serve a year as past president. He will be joining us either next week or possibly the week thereafter. Okay. And then from there, we'll be having some of our other CISFA executive board members, and I'm hoping a couple of our people from the state chancellor's office joining us for interviews.
Oh, that's going to be a good time. Sounds like a lot of shenanigans.
I think shenanigans is probably the most perfect word for this.
I got to get ready, put on my shenanigan hat.
That's right. Be ready for it. Be ready for it. Well, I think we're at that point where we're going to take a little musical break before we head here into our second cup, everyone. So hold on tight. We'll be right back.
And welcome to our second cup segment on the What's Brewing Cease for Show.
Refill that cup of yours. Not with what you thought it was going to be.
It's ready to go. Oh, yeah. Man. I don't know. What should I tell Miss Victoria?
I'd say you, obviously, because your mother's there at the house, you just find wherever she keeps the money. And you restock. You know, restock accordingly.
I like this idea. I like this idea very much.
I'm just saying. So today, because we don't have an interview this week, we got maybe a couple news items or discussion items. I wanted to go over one thing. For those who work with CISFA, CASFA, or other, advocacy type of organizations like us, NASFA, our National Association, has put out a state advocacy toolkit. And it's really meant to provide the resources and materials to support any kind of state-level advocacy that organizations like ours are doing on a regular basis. But it's also useful by colleges and universities. And so there's a whole kind of a variety of resources available from them on their website for NASFA members, of course, to help you put together a strategy. And it includes things like templated letters to use when you're communicating with either like state legislators or their staff members. If you want to find out more, go to NASFA.org/state_advocacy_toolkit. I'll have a direct link in the show notes because that's a lot of words.
So, hey, Dennis, how about we talk a little bit about satisfactory academic progress, so SAP.
Is this one of your fun topics that you like? Is that what it is?
Nah, I just, it's not a very fun topic, but I bring it up because you actually have a number of petitions to review.
That's right. Yeah. So when I'm not sleeping, which is most of the time, I fill my day with reviewing SAP petitions.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I would assume that even, and this is a good topic because I'm sure this is hitting a lot of the other people at a lot of the other community colleges. You know, we're not quite like a 4-year university. When I've gone and done training sessions about financial aid with like NASFA or even WASFA, you get a broad sense of 2-year schools, 4-year schools, how we're similar and how we're very different. So I remember one of them when they talked about SAP and, they're talking about how most of their students, if they're disqualified, will take care of their petitions early in the summer because they really need to know before the fall semester starts whether they're going to be getting financial aid. Because again, think about it. If you go to a private school, a private university, you don't want to be 2, 3, 4 weeks into a semester and not know if you're getting financial aid. In fact, you probably would have had to pay your bill way before then. I assume you might have even gone to a private school there at some point, right, Dana?
Yes, I did. Is this a Pacific APU?
There you go. So They're the kind of school that they would have a deadline for petitions of maybe like a week into the semester.
Absolutely.
Two weeks in. Because again, you don't want to hold out hope for a student halfway through and let them just ride. And no, you don't have to pay. But it's different with us, isn't it? We're community colleges. We're lower cost. We tend to let students ride a lot longer before we give them the boot if they haven't paid. And so we have much later deadlines. And, of course, our students also respond to things a little slower sometimes.
Right.
Regardless of how important it is. So SAP is just one of those topics that I know our counterparts at other community colleges in the state are dealing with probably en masse right now. I mean, you saw it in the system.
See the numbers, yeah.
We have two types of petitions, kind of like a lot of schools. We kind of break them up a little differently. We call the ones that are related to a student's grade point average or their pace of progression or, the percentage of units they're successfully completing. We call those petitions for reinstatement. Then we have our petitions for extension, which is like extending beyond for students who already attempted 150% or more of the normal number of units needed for their program. And we keep those two separate. So, you know, we moved to a new student information system about 3-4 years ago. I think we're actually entering 7, 8, 9. We're entering our fourth year on the system. Who knew?
Yes, I know. And time's going by right? real fast.
And we've been doing these extension petitions as a part of the built-in of the system. So it helps because students have to fill out what they've done wrong, where they've gone awry, and get their student ed plan from their counselor. And the system kind of handles that all for them. So, yes, I think I had about 46 of those waiting to go. At least.
And then the other petitions.
And then we have the reinstatement petitions, which used to be a paper form itself. Uh-huh. And again, we have some third-party software now that not only does verification and all other kinds of forms, but they do an SAP petition form. So we are using their form for that also now to do the reinstatement. So they're all online. But you would think that for having two forms that are online, this would make the process that much more efficient on my end. And guess what, Dana? It doesn't. I mean, when I first started this, especially from the working from home aspect, I was writing down notes and taking care of all that information that way, whereas now I've learned how to do a spreadsheet and all, but it's still a lot of work. And I think, you know, probably one of the biggest things, and I know you probably have this because you're much more frontline than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You probably speak to a lot more students, and it's always really key that we try to get across to our students what's occurred along the way, as we probably have been sending them warning notices.
Absolutely.
Advisory letters, you know.
Absolutely, yes.
You're at 50% of the total number of units needed. You're at 75%. You're at 100%. Or for the students who are, you know, grade disadvantaged, let's call it, you're on warning status, you know, see your counselor, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to our petitions, we're not asking for a lot. You know, we're asking for, please make an explanation of what went wrong and really what you've done to resolve things. That's probably the biggest key to our GPA and our pace of progression. You know, what went wrong in your life in school that affected your academics, and now what have you done to resolve it? And that's pretty straightforward. And yet, for some reason, so many petitions, I don't know what it is. Just bypass that.
Yeah.
You know, and so it becomes a real balancing act of figuring out, can we approve or not approve?
And then I think also sometimes students maybe they don't know how to articulate, to articulate that basically.
Sure.
What we are asking. I think sometimes they need a little bit more direction, you know, than rather the little short paragraph that we give them, you know, on how to complete the form.
Yes. I mean, there are some that will write a half a book, at least a few chapters.
And attach like the sequel.
Yes. Yeah. You know? And then I get all the script pages attached to it. And, you know, we have a great connection with our counseling department, as most schools do, where we ask them to do certain things. We used to have, in the old days, on-campus, in-person workshops where students who had been disqualified and had to do a reinstatement petition, or they were dismissed from the college or on probation with the college, would go through the workshop. And our counselor, Cedric, put together great materials to kind of guide them through how to get back into things, how to know the resources available, all that good stuff. And now we have to kind of do it in an online environment. So it's maybe not as direct, but we do have something he also helped develop that's out on the website. They have to take a little quiz. And once they pass the quiz, they can go on and actually fill out their petition form.
Yes.
You know, and then he really is. And then on the other side of that, the extension petitions, it's really, again, a student has to just explain, why are you still here? More or less, right? I mean, you're at 150%. Are we close? Are we not close? What was the reason for that? And, you know, it can be changes of major. That's very common. It can be just starting over. It can be you know, 20 years ago, they had a hard run at it or coming right out of high school. Mm-hmm. And again, that's all we're really looking for as far as getting through that process. Mm-hmm. So in short, we just want to say that we feel for you out there, our fellow financial aid people, as you're helping students through this. Let's remember, it's all about student success. So if we can get them back on target, even if that target is a far way off down the road, as far as it might take a few semesters or more to get back on target, let's help them out. And again, see it through the eyes of a student. You know, things happen in life. College is not always the most important thing, even though we always think it is because that's our work. But it may not always be for a student. So keep that in mind. We'll hopefully help our students get through slowly and get on with their lives. Dana, let's take another short musical break here and head into our Last Sip segment. And like I said, you know, this is going to be a real short today, Last Sip. I even threw it right there on top of the music to make it move along faster.
I caught that there.
Yeah. So we don't have an interview today. Dana, do we have an I dare you thing from you today? Maybe a dare you to something, something?
Uh-huh. Well, okay, so I do have an I dare you, but I want to save it.
Okay.
I think maybe for next week.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
It's a show that I'm watching and another episode is going to be released on Sunday, so.
Oh, okay, one of those things. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But I do have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the trailer to Dune?
You know, I have not. Not yet.
Oh, man.
But I've heard of it. I've heard of it because I was reading about upcoming releases.
Mm-hmm.
So this seems interesting.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you, I know you're familiar with the old school David Lynch version, of course.
Who isn't? Come on now.
Yes. Yes. Classic.
Yes. I mean, classic, and again, you know, if you talk to enough science fiction aficionados, all you'll hear, especially because they will have all read the book, 8,000 pages, right?
Dennis, that is on my bucket list. I have yet to venture into it, but it is on my bucket list. I'm going to read this book. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read the series.
Yeah, I understand. I know.
At least.
But,
I'm going to try to read Dune. I'm going to try.
The aficionados will always tell you, you know, normally you get the movie wasn't anything like the book. Of course, in this case, it's like, their biggest complaint is that there wasn't enough movie. But again, the book is so thick that if they made a movie out of it, it would still be running today. From 1984, whenever they put out that first movie. I mean, come on. Absolutely.
That book is ginormous.
It is. I mean, I've seen a copy of it. But I myself would not have even attempted to try to...
No, I'm going to do it.
Try to
read it. I'm going to do this before I take my last breath on this earth.
I think that's a good goal here in life to have, Dana.
Thank you so very much.
That was kind of an I Dare You To segment, and seeing that we are running out of time today, we'll save your real I Dare You To segment for next week. I'm sure I'll have one too. But that's about all the time we have for today. But again, there's always our next episode. I want to thank our co-host, Dana, for joining us here today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
Hey, and remember, everybody, to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all future WBC podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcasts.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And as always, you can find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's wbcccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean as one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and myself.
This has been episode number 19, recorded the morning of Friday, September 11th, 2020. Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.